guys? How are you? Welcome into a Sunday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by our friends at OmahaSteaks.com. They have amazing appetizers available right now at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. OmahaSteaks.com with the promo code juice at checkout. You guys go check it out right now at OmahaSteaks.com. All right. So I'm taping this as I tell you guys, it's currently 6:48. In the central time zone. Okay. So this is way early. The NC State game against Purdue has yet to finish. Purdue right now is covering just by a bucket, but we'll see how that game winds up falling in the late game, how that's going to wind up falling. So look, this podcast gets taped and then Betting Pros is going to put the podcast up for Sunday. I don't control this. Okay. So normally I'm posting the podcast overnight. So it's probably 10:30, 11 o'clock Pacific, which is 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern. I know a lot of you woke up this morning and the podcast came out late. That's not my doing. Okay. So when I'm on vacation, it's a group effort. Okay. So sometimes life gets in the way, other things get in the way, but this just is how we do it when I'm on vacation because they don't want me posting the podcast right now. Okay. Right now it'll be 8 o'clock. On the East, they don't want it to come out that early, algorithms and everything else. So they've asked me not to do that. So you don't need to DM me. You don't need to ask me where the podcast is. I appreciate your concern. People are like, we're worried about Matt. Where's Matt? I was fine. I wasn't, there was no problems. I wasn't sick or drunk or, you know, in a ditch somewhere. I taped the podcast and then, you know, it came out when it came out. So just heads up as to how we do this. There'll be one more of these tomorrow because my last day in Chicago is tomorrow and then I fly back to Vegas. So we're going to tape Monday's podcast here. When, I don't know. Where, I don't know. I may have to wait. And if that's the case, I'm not going to tape it until like, I don't know, midnight Pacific, because I don't get back till 10:30 Pacific time. So I haven't figured out exactly what I'm going to do with that, but I may tape it before I check out of the hotel. I may tape it just so we have it in the can for Sunday night into Monday, and then I can go home and go to sleep. So this is what happens when life gets in the way. So this is the podcast. So again, I don't know what happened yesterday. I have no idea what our number, what the record was for yesterday. So I can't tell you how the week was, how we did up, down. I don't really know how we did for the week, but we had a chance to have a winning day. If last night went well, we had a winning week. If we lost every bet, then we probably, I think, are down a little bit for the week, but just how I'll recap it all coming up here on Tuesday's podcast once I'm back in Las Vegas. Okay. For today, the Women's College Basketball National Championship is going on right now, or will happen today. South Carolina undefeated against Iowa, who did not have a great Caitlin Clark game, but was able to win the national semifinal up against UConn to set up this game against South Carolina. Dawn Staley played at Virginia. Okay, my first ever play-by-play job was to call the women's basketball season 1 year of Virginia women's basketball. Debbie Ryan was the head coach at the time. Okay. I got to know Dawn pretty well. Played at Virginia, played for Debbie Ryan, and she's an absolute force. I'm not betting against a 37-0 Dawn Staley, okay? I'm not going to bet against the team that has incredible defensive acumen and that they can score, okay? They will score at least 80 points today. Team total is 83.5 for South Carolina. It's a little high, but I don't think Iowa has the defense to stop South Carolina. On the other side, look, Caitlin Clark, I think will get hers and she'll score here, but I don't think Iowa wins this game. I don't think Iowa covers in this game. I think South Carolina is going to be too much. And look, if you want to bet the story and bet Caitlin Clark and everyone's going to be on Iowa +6.5, okay, and maybe I'm wrong. This is the first college basketball bet of the year for women's basketball, but I've been waiting to bet against Iowa pretty much this whole tournament, okay? That I didn't think Iowa was going to win it all. I think South Carolina is just a tougher, more physical basketball team when it comes to championship games where teams are tired, they're banged up. I tend to lean towards unders when it comes to championship games, but I don't want to touch the total in this game just because my experience betting college basketball for the women has been pretty small. But at 6.5, I just think, I know it's a little high. I would prefer 6. So if it comes down to 6, or you want to buy it down to 6, I would prefer that number than 6.5. You know, 2 possessions, not 3. That scares me a little bit with that third possession, foul shots at the end of the game and whatnot. But I just don't think there's going to be enough here. Caitlin Clark is going to need so much help from everyone around her on her team. I just don't think they're going to have enough to beat South Carolina. They had enough to beat UConn. I don't think they're going to have enough to beat South Carolina. I'm going to lay the 6.5. Gamecocks, -6.5 in the national title game for women's basketball. I know everyone wants Iowa to win it. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it's good for you guys who are going to bet +6.5. That's fine. I'm going to lay the 6.5 with South Carolina here. Gamecocks -6.5 for 1.1 units. Let's go to the NBA. The Boston Celtics are at home against the Portland Trailblazers. We know the Blazers are pathetic. They are bad. 219 is the total in this game. I think this game's going to go over. Okay. I don't mind a Celtics first half team total bet over. That number's not out yet, but I don't mind that bet for the Celtics team total over, but I'm taping this pretty early. So the number I can find here in Illinois is 219 for the game. I think we're going to see offense for Boston. I like Boston's first half team total, Boston's over team total. And so you can jump in on that, either one of those, if you want something else besides the total. But I think Portland will score 90 or so. Boston defensively has not been outstanding of late, but they're going to score a lot here in this game. The number is 17 points. Okay. 17 points. I'm not laying 17 points to anybody in the NBA. That's insane. In particular, the Boston Celtics. If I had to take somebody, I'd take 17 points with the Portland Trailblazers, okay? I would jump in with that, but I'm going to go ahead and take the over 219 for 1.1 units for Boston and the Trailblazers. And finally, to the NHL, I was at the game here for the Blackhawks and the Dallas Stars. I didn't bet it because it was too juicy to give you guys an official play on it, but I bet the first period over, that missed. I bet the gift goal in the first 10 minutes, that missed. And then I doubled down on the second period over, and four goals were scored in the second period, flew over, got four goals over 1.5. I made it all back with that bet there. So I was flat on the game. The Avalanche are really good. They're 3-0 against Dallas. You can lay puck line here if you want with the Avs. Okay. Dallas is on a back-to-back, and it's a hard back-to-back. Chicago to Denver. I didn't like what I saw out of Dallas. Offensively, they look sluggish. Defensively, they looked asleep. I don't know if they're tired or were they running out of gas or whatever it might be. Wedgewood most likely won't be a net. It's going to be Ottinger. Net would be my guess here up against Colorado. It's only -135 on the money line. I think that's too cheap for a team that's 3-0 against Dallas. I think it's too cheap not to jump in and take it, because this game against Chicago was the game they were supposed to win. You could say, hey, they were overlooking Chicago to look ahead to this game against the Avalanche. That's possibly true, but they're 0-3 against them. I didn't like what I saw. And Dallas may be getting ready to play for the playoffs. They've got a playoff spot wrapped up, and maybe they just aren't focused as well they should be here late in the season. I'm taking the Avalanche at home. It's a short price on Colorado, -135 on Colorado, 1.35 units down on the Avs to win the game. But again, you can come in and take puck line if you want. And you know, they won the last game 5-1 in Colorado when they played. So maybe puck line's in play, but I don't like the offense for Colorado for Dallas right now. Concerns me with what the Stars were looking like. They had a 5-on-3 they couldn't score in that game. They weren't hitting anybody in that game. It was weird to watch. I don't know if they're just tired or what, but going to Colorado on a back-to-back, I think it's a bad situation for Dallas. I'm going to take the Avs at home. Colorado -135 for 1.35 units. All right, so three bets for us here on a Sunday. Taking South Carolina -6.5 in the Women's National Championship game. Celtics over 219 against Portland. And we are taking the Avs at home at -135 on the money line for Colorado. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Thank you for bearing with us on this vacation weekend. Let's see what we do here on a Sunday. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.